Hey, welcome back to the Roll Less Taken Campfire. We are playing Sleepaway, and we, as in me, are joined by some lovely players. How is everyone doing?
Doing well, ready to find Achilles somewhere in the world.
Yeah, M is back, ready for, I don't know, all the weirdness of Sleepaway.
I'm Chris.
Threw a wrench right in the works at the beginning. We have found Mickey's audio, so we've got a little bit of catching up to do. I think we'll start with like a very light recap, just to kind of remind everybody where Jet, Sabrina, and Sean are. Forgot Sean's name for a minute there. And then we'll kind of pick up seeing where Achilles been and what they've been up to. So last week, I think we basically dealt with the aftermath of Achilles disappearing and eventually sent out a search party, which was a little bit interrupted by a announcement from camp. However, the three who we know the location of are still searching. Nice and vague. We'll probably catch Achilles up on actual stuff when we find him. Alrighty. So, let me remind myself how this thing works.
Oh, good, same.
right. So I had a spot that I think Achilles finds herself in, which is, we talked a little bit about there's like a smell of cigarette smoke in the woods, and you disappeared as Sabrina was in the middle of basically saying, like, hey, the truth is I don't actually know where I'm going. And then she stood up and you were gone. So I think after a few minutes of, I don't know, how do you think that happened? How do you kind of envision the moment where you kind of like, you know, blinked and missed it?
To Sabrina or to
Achilles? Sorry, to you, Mickey / Achilles.
Sure. So I'm imagining that the world around Achilles was very vibrantly green, filled with moss and grass and trees and light shining through the trees, kind of creating that a light green tint to even the sun and everything around Achilles. And then kind of like if you looked through a lens for a while, that's green. And then you take off those lenses, everything's kind of the opposite color. So immediately Achilles is greeted by the opposite of those green tones of life and rejuvenation, and instead sees more tones of a world of perhaps reds and maroons before making out any shape. The first thing that strikes Achilles would be the color change.
All right. I think as you kind of sort of start trying to get your bearings, you're in a clearing. You're in like a space where there's not too many trees immediately, but it's kind of surrounded by trees, and that smell of smoke has gotten stronger, and it's a little bit cigarette, but it's a little bit other stuff, like actual fire smoke. And you start looking around and you can kind of hear this like faint crackle of embers around you, and those, you know, reds and browns and pinks and, you know, non-green colors are kind of resolving themselves into the trunks of trees, but also into very small houses, most of which appear to be on fire. And there is a pack of cigarettes just kind of discarded in the middle of the clearing. You appear to have found the place where the fairies used to build their homes, except the homes are now on fire.
As I look around, is there dirt in the clearing?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it all grass? I would like to start shoveling the dirt. Maybe I grab a stick that's nearby, scraping up dirt, using my hands to throw on top of the fairy houses to stop the fire from spreading.
Yeah.
Are there any living entities that are around or in distress? Do I hear any yelling? Or is it just the forest?
No, I think for now it's sort of still with just like sort of the you know, flames kind of dying down, and as you're kind of putting things out. I think there are a few houses that are kind of just beyond help, like they're just gone. But there are like one or two structures that are still sound, and they're small compared to you, obviously, because they are for fairies.
I would go around and be throwing dirt over all the fire to make sure it doesn't spread. And then I would like to go re-examine kind of where those cigarettes are. And the cigarette itself that might have started the fire. Is there any lipstick on it or any markings, anything identifying about the cigarettes?
I wouldn't say so. I think it's like, it's sort of a generic, almost blank pack. There's no like brand or label. And inside you can sort of see a mix, like some of the cigarettes have got like slightly different colored filters, and I'm showing how much I know about cigarettes, which is not a ton. But, you know, there are some that are like, they're maybe cloves, and there are a couple that are like, you know, regular, you know, generic cigarettes, and there are a couple that are like hand rolled. Like, it's just, it's a mishmash in there.
How bizarre.
Looks like somebody's not super picky about their smoking.
Very odd. Achille furrows her brow and is just like down now on all fours, looking into the fairy houses, looking at the cigarettes, trying to understand the link between the two. Was there any type of, like, as I get down on the earth, I imagine Achille is like grabbing a piece of the dirt and smelling it. Is there any gasoline, anything that would have accelerated the fire?
I think, yeah, you can smell some faint traces of gas, but yeah, it doesn't seem like you'd need much though to burn these guys down.
Achille's gonna kind of take that scent in the grass and then also look at the fairy houses closest to where the fire started. Achille remembers that these fairy houses have been made over the years through campers coming out here and making them, and might even remember a few of like kind of who made which houses. Achille's probably thinking there's might be some type of link, like maybe someone has been hurt and wanted to burn down someone else's fairy homes. It just got out of control. Would I recognize any of the fairy houses, like as ones that maybe Sean made or some of the missing campers over the years have made?
That's a good question. Any thoughts? Anyone else?
Sean definitely made a fairy house eventually, like somewhere out there. It's a really cute one. Very simple, but made of like driftwood that they collected from the lake.
So sweet. Would Sabrina have made one? Or many?
I would say maybe she was there a bit more recently as a camper herself, and so maybe, I don't know if it's on fire or not, but it looks kind of new, or if it's still intact, maybe it did, but you're watching it go over flames, kind of glittery, covered in like butterfly stickers and such.
Love it.
I will say, I don't think there's like an obvious pattern, like it isn't like, you know, specifically the ones that like Sean or Jet or Sabrina made. Like, I think Jet probably made one, and it is probably that one's cinders, whereas, you know, Sabrina's maybe like half damaged by fire, and Sean's may have been, you know, just slightly singed. Like, there doesn't seem to be any specific rhyme or reason. Just seems like somebody wanted to destroy as many of them as they could.
Killy picks up like a half, like a fringely burnt butterfly sticker, and puts it back on Sabrina's fairy house.
Aww.
And then kind of like Achille just like feels a little bit of a like a throbbing in his head. Like there's like something's just not right. Kind of like the moment of adrenaline has passed, putting out the fires, and then the realization that they were in a very different spot previously. And then I'd like to take a moment to listen in the woods before I start walking back towards where I think Sabrina might be, listening and looking for any signs of the lindworm, any signs of something sinister before continuing back to try to find my friends.
Does anybody want to invite the lindworm to act?
I'll do it.
I feel like I have so many tokens anyways. Although I think I was supposed to have two. So I'll just keep the three that are on the board.
Okay.
So let's draw some cards.
Sure. Some. Oh yeah, you got.
I'll let you draw them. I just was moving things out of the way.
Yeah, yeah. So ace of diamonds, six of diamonds. I think it's the spades. Yeah, spades that I'm not doing for now. And ten of hearts.
Wow.
What do these mean?
Let's see.
Ten of hearts. Found family, caring and connection. Hold tight to what you care about. Ace of diamonds. Cursed royalty, nightmares, a vivisected deer scattered on the branches. And the six is the uncanny alien sensations and floating bones.
Oh, I kind of feel drawn to the deer in the tree. I feel like it comes full circle with the corpses that were found earlier.
Yeah. And with the flayed animals that we saw in our past, too.
All right.
Can I ask you to repeat that one again, Graham? The one that included the deer in a tree?
Yeah, it says, cursed royalty, nightmares, a vivisected deer scattered on the branches.
Maybe you're noticing, like, on top of the fire smell, the smoke smell, there's, like, a cooking meat smell. You look around, Akili. You see the deer above the fairy houses hanging in the trees.
I imagine, like, a dark brown, like, blood dripping from this carcass that's somehow on fire and smoldering, the smoke. And that kind of sensation of seeing red once in this field is just, like, compounded with the sudden awareness that there's just a real sense of death and sickness in this area, that something is very out of balance. I imagine as well, and someone correct me if I'm wrong here, but there would also be, there's this deer bleeding on fire, a very, like, over the top, gorish scene. And I'm imagining the tree that the deer is in, and there to be carvings on the tree. And in sharp contrast to the whimsy and, like, wonder of childhood and of innocence and hope and love and life that was the fairy houses, there's the very, like, dark energy of what's carved into the tree. I'm imagining a crown. I'm imagining, like, almost like maddened scribbling underneath it.
I like it.
That's not really, can't really make anything out beyond that.
You know, it matches really well with maybe something else. So it's perfect.
Who would have thought?
Maybe you do see among that. I'm kind of picturing, like, there's a crown, but it does kind of look like somebody's tried to, like, scratch the crown out a little bit and, like, put, like, a cross, like an X through it. And I think you also see the letters T and J somewhere on there.
Yeah. Achilles traces with a finger over those letters hidden beneath the scrapes.
I think I have unintentionally or intentionally picked up the strangeness element, because I am now foreshadowing stuff for some strangeness.
Do it.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the moves for that. And if anybody else wants to grab an element and throw some things Achilles' way.
Let's see.
Achilles' heart is racing faster at this point. I mean, there was this initial, like, let's get the fires out, got the fires out in the beginning. The realization that was probably the least of their worries here in the woods. Did I read the strangeness aloud, do you think?
Yeah, go ahead.
The first paragraph there. The strangeness are the old creatures of the world who arrived this barren earth long before we did, and carry with them the rats and pests and squirming pieces of faraway lands. They have blood on their hands, but they do not allow it to faze them, preferring to instead dwell on what could have been. The strangest knows about things they shouldn't, and have many secrets and truths to offer if you'll listen. Sometimes the strangeness is just a possum that keeps walking after getting hit by a car. Sometimes it's an entire commune beneath the hills with their own laws and a god made of broken concrete. They are not the Lindworm, but perhaps they can help.
All right. So what are you going to do? How are you going to...
Achille has an urge to put things right and is going to try to bring the deer down from the tree and place it on the ground, and has a vision of covering it with the branches and leaves.
Sort of a forest burial.
Yeah. Achille is going to use a move to perform a feat of mythical physical ability, and similar to the way that Achille saved a kid from the tree earlier, he's going to climb up the tree and lower the deer down.
Yeah, I think you do that. And yeah, because you get a token, so that's no problem. And I don't think, like, the forest reacts. It's just, you know, this is probably something that takes a little bit of time, but otherwise there isn't really any like, response from anything. Doesn't seem that you're being watched, necessarily.
We'll take one look back at the fairy field, seeing the deer now buried, and then go walk towards where I think Sabrina might be. Unsure of time exactly. Thinking I might have blacked out and arrived here.
Yeah, I think I think we were looking before lunch, and at least in the other game, it was like late evening when we were actually catching up to you. So my suggestion was to use a ritual, which is effectively, it's a series of moves that or in this case, Achille has to take in order to complete like an undertaking. And there is one called the Sneaking Path, which is kind of about, you know, the woods connecting to unexpected places. And in this case, let's see, I'm just trying to see if there's anything. So the Sneaking Path winds through the woods, connecting the two disconnected parts of the camp in a way that the kids don't really know about. It's private and it's free from the outside. Soon you'll have to emerge from the other side and see yourselves in the evening night. But for now, there are the woods. This ritual allows you to navigate from one scene to another without drawing the ire of the Lindworm. And the way to start it is by asking the question, what's the fastest way to cut through the woods?
Achille, like, wipes the sweat. Says, okay, what is the fastest way? The fastest way to cut through the woods, I would go, the camp is to the east, no, it's to the west. I try to keep walking with the sun on my left shoulder. That's how I will get there.
All right. And there are four moves that we can do for the ritual. The first is to choose one to describe with an unexpected metaphor. And there's like a list of stuff. Beautiful bugs, branches underfoot, mushrooms on a tree, a squirrel, cicadas, birdsong, dappled light on the ground, the sensation of being surrounded by life, a small creek with a bridge, and dirt beneath your shoes. Second move is to hush everyone because they're being too loud. The third move is to spot someone unexpected engaged in something equally unexpected. And the fourth is to just listen to the advice of the woods.
Ooh. I'm feeling like listening to the advice of the woods. The woods have been taking us places in this evening, and Sean would be inclined to follow that.
Okay. What is the advice of the woods?
Let's see. I mean, remind me again where, like with Sean, Sabrina, and Jet, we're still by that one tree, right?
I think, yeah, we may have started walking away from it, but I think we were in that area.
Maybe as we're like walking, there's certain branches that start, I don't know, for some reason Sean is like, they look like they're pointing in a certain direction. Feeling like the leaves are turning slightly as we walk closer.
Greens to browns.
Giving us a little path. Yeah, giving us a little path.
Okay. I think, yeah, Jed is kind of like, all right, I'm cool with letting you, you know, you've kind of got this vibe thing down, so I'm gonna letting you go.
Okay, well, yeah, I think this way. Follow these leaves.
Nervous nods.
We got this. I'm still in the middle. Oh, Jet and Sabrina, and I'm gonna squeeze both your hands as we walk forward.
This comforts your confidence, and the squeeze comforts Sabrina a bit. You're still kind of like zoned out this whole time.
Kind of picturing this is gonna, like, you know, if this were a movie, it would be kind of a montage flipping back and forth between like Achille walking through during the day and us walking through during the night. And then if everything goes to plan, we'll kind of meet in the middle somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I'm imagining in this montage, like, as well, that Achille, in the same way that you all are, like, seeing the positive signs of the wood, Achille is seeing false signs of the woods. So there's advice of the wood that Achille's getting is misleading. And so instead of trusting the wood, Achille does listen to the advice of the wood and decides it's wrong. So for example, an animal will, like, run over. I'm imagining maybe like a skunk, like, run over to Achille, make eye contact, and then kind of like the skunk will, like, twitch its head for Achille to follow and start running down another path. And Achille will very markedly not follow. And in the same way that there will be like two clear paths ahead, with one covered with brush and the other one clear, Achille will choose to clear the one with brush. So the progress is like very halted and slowed, but intentionally Achille will listen to the advice and then not follow it. I like it.
That is interesting.
So we're still following these, like, we're following this like open and clear path, I'm imagining.
Yeah. The ritual is on page 120, by the way, if anybody wants to look at it, instead of trying to remember the things I said 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Achille finds a circle of dead spiders and, like, all of their legs upturned towards the sky. And then, like, a line of spiders going towards, like, the right. And so Achille goes to the left.
Sounds right. No thank you to the spiders.
There is a very big strangeness happening here.
Yup. Looking to see if there's anything else that I can throw in. I will say, like, you know, we can also go ahead and throw in like a woods or a strangeness move as well, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I was looking at the moves for the ritual still.
I'm trying to think of a metaphor using the mushrooms on a tree for, I think, something that Achille encounters. And I'm trying to, like, piece it together. I think it's that, I think there was, like a family of rodents or something that had built a nest in a tree. And at first you just kind of see some mushrooms, like, growing out of the side of it, and then you get there and you notice that, like, a couple of the creatures have actually been, you know, taken over by the mushrooms and are, you know, long dead. And so you're seeing the sort of natural, like, decay of, you know, the forest and the sort of natural cycle of, you know, nutrients returning to the soil. But this is also, you know, given everything else that you've seen, pretty terrifying. So, like, the forest is working as intended, but I think that the sort of metaphor is that, like, the forest is doing its thing and you're kind of doing your thing, and it seems to be, it's like the forest doesn't care where you are and what you're doing, so you're ignoring its advice, and it's like, all right, whatever. But not like in a snippy way, but in like a, you know, do you, I'm gonna do me, and what I'm gonna do is, you know, eat this family of raccoons or something.
With mushrooms. That makes total sense.
With the mushrooms.
I think that Achille is, like, looking at the animals in this, like, macabre scene, like, just his mushrooms sprouting out of this family of raccoons, and it's deeply disturbing. And I imagine they're in a little nest of collected sticks and branches and pieces of plant life. And then in the nest, there's something shiny.
Ooh.
Killy very slowly reaches in with an expectation that the animals might move at some point, because everything about this has been a fucking nightmare. And he's just gonna slowly, he can't see the whole shape of the shiny thing. He's gonna just tug at it. What does Achille find in the raccoon nest?
A very good question.
Something shiny, like silver shiny?
Sure, yeah.
I was gonna say the strangeness has a move that says offer an unexpectedly useful item without your presence being known. So I was a little bit thinking that would work, but I don't know. I have an idea, but I don't know if anybody has a better idea.
Give us your idea, Graham.
I was thinking maybe a compass.
That's useful.
Like an oldish looking one. Like, it kind of looks like a pocket watch. It's got like a silvery case. Probably not like actual silver, but like maybe like a little bit of like, you know, silver. Do they make silver leaf? But like it's not, you know, it's probably antique. You might be able to sell it for, you know, a few bucks on eBay if you ever, you know, make it back to eBay. But yeah, right now it seems to be a functional compass that, you know, once you kind of brush the mushroom bits and dead animal off of it, looks to be a very useful thing.
Billy will belt the compass, start following in the direction of camp, find something very grounding about how it's actually staying consistent as opposed to everything else in the woods that seeming to be a nightmare, just or a lie, or everything's just a little off.
Mm. One of the things that's maybe a little bit confusing about the forest is, like, sometimes as you're following the compass, you think you're walking in a straight line, and you don't seem to be turning, but then the north just kind of shifts very slowly to one side. And you kind of look at the sun, like, look over your shoulder at the sun, and you're like, it's still where I left it, right? And you look and you're like, nope, somehow I've been turned around slightly. But it feels like you don't feel like you're turning, but you're definitely turning. I think we talked a little bit last week about it being a little bit like the Lost Woods in the Zelda games, where like you go through like one entrance and you're back at the beginning. So it kind of has that vibe of like nobody knows where you are, and that's why it's easy to get lost.
Yeah. I mean, is this a good point to start maybe getting close to one another, or
I think I'd say it's probably definitely going on for like dusk. The sun does feel like it's starting to set for Achille.
I imagine it suddenly is dusk.
Ooh.
That suddenly all the colors in the sky are changing. The sun moves rapidly downwards towards the horizon, the sky darkens, and it is very suddenly and immediately dusk within the span of a couple seconds. Achille throws up.
Poor Achille's been having a rough day.
And then,
I was just going to point out that I don't think Achille's eaten anything since breakfast.
And there it is, breakfast.
Gonna see with that, it might be a good point for someone to like hush everybody, like in our little group.
Okay. Yeah. Go for it.
So, shh. I don't know if you guys were talking, but shh. Do you hear that?
Hear what?
Oh! Yeah, that.
Ew. Is that I think Jet is, you know, not trying to say the word the lindworm aloud, but is kind of like beaming it telepathically to you, like, is that
should we go check?
Do you think we can sneak up without being seen?
Who's the best at not stepping on sticks and traveling through the woods?
Sabrina pointedly does not raise her hand.
But is she good at it? Like, would we know if Sabrina's good at it?
Well, you've seen her fall once.
Oh, okay.
Already, like, immediately upon stepping into the woods.
If nobody else has something, I do have a move, a weak move, that says botch a rescue in a potentially lethal way.
That's great. I have nothing.
I'm not exactly sure how to make that happen.
Well, so, I mean, I think if this is a lindworm, you should, like, take something sharp and hit whatever it is.
Oh, man. I was about to say I should check my inventory, but it's not like there is an inventory.
Just have something.
You can have whatever you want.
I know. Trying to decide whether I have a Leatherman or whether I'm just going to pick up like a sharpish rock from the ground. Ooh, I think I know what to do. I think I know how to do this. Oof. I'm going to basically spend a token and then immediately... Or gain a token and then immediately spend it to do two moves in a row.
Cool.
I'm going to botch a rescue in a potentially lethal way by sort of, you know... I think with unnatural speed and like uncommon grace for Jet, because I don't imagine Jet is like... the most, you know, graceful creature on God's green earth, is going to sneak up with leather, like a Leatherman multi-tool, but with the 3-inch knife blade out on it, and is basically going to like kind of creep through the undergrowth and just see like the poor, like, I don't imagine that Achille is still dressed in finery. I think he's covered in dirt at this point. Probably got twigs and leaves in their hair. And I think, you know, kind of flashes back to that moment when Jet was a kid and, you know, saw the lindworm, you know, inhabiting their friend. And I think just goes out and straight stabs Achille. And then, like, so the strong move that I'm immediately going to spend. Oh, do you want to react?
Where on the body
is that? I was thinking the chest so that I could potentially, well, puncture a lung so that I can use the move, get someone breathing again, even if they shouldn't be able to.
Okay, so I would say with this, so Jet comes running up, stabs Achille in the lung. I'm imagining Achille turns around just in time to be stabbed in the lung. What Jet doesn't know is that Achille would have been wearing the brass knuckles that... were brought into camp and has been wearing them kind of like in the woods because horrible things are happening. And is just gonna give Jet a wallop right back. Without realizing who it is, has just been stabbed, hasn't eaten all day, just threw up. The woods have been lying to Achille all day.
Yep.
I'm imagining gets you kind of like in the chin.
I think in some ways I am also using a regular move, take action, leaving yourself vulnerable. I'm just using all my moves at once.
Every single one.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I think once Jet is like not dazed by the punch, because I think it was a solid punch, especially because Achille is an athlete. I think that's when Jet immediately pulls out a first aid kit and immediately starts patching it up and, you know, manages to get poor Achille back on her feet.
Similarly, Achille is then just going to actually see that it's Jet. And just an intense emotionality comes over Achille. And in the moment that, like, if you're looking on the outside, you expect Achille to just kind of make some proclamation. Or just any words to echo the softness in her eyes, but instead just bottles it all back up again and just gently cups your face. That's my weak move, to bottle up my emotions.
Maybe cough up a little blood.
Yeah. And pass out, I think. I'm being honest, I've just been stabbed in the lungs after. So probably pass out.
Yeah, I think there is that like moment of like looking in each other's eyes and realizing that like this is the person we've been looking for, and also, oh shit,
we've made a terrible mistake.
What are the other two doing?
I was just about to ask, how far, like, did we see Jet kind of turn a corner, maybe around a tree? Is this happening out of sight, or is this, like, transpiring visibly in front of us?
I'd say visibly, like,
it was through bushes. You would have been backing, right?
It's entirely possible that Jet left a Jet-shaped hole in the bushes. Or it could also just...
I'd say that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no, no. I was just going to say, like, if you, like, kind of fall through the bush or whatever, I imagine, like, seeing that maybe Sean and I ducked down also behind the bush just to kind of, like, peek through it. And this exchange is happening very quickly. It's like, you go up, it's stab and punch, like, almost simultaneously. And then we're, like, realizing, or Sabrina realizes who it is. And it's like, oh, my God. It just kind of, like, jumps up and, like, wades through the bushes to run over. She chips and she falls on her hands and knees again while trying to get over in her haste. But then she gets back up and, like, brushes herself off and she's, like, rambling. She's like, what have you done? What have you done? There's so much blood. Oh, my God. What is happening? Why would you do that? And, like, yeah, just, like, freaking out. No time for relief that they found Akili.
Sean goes over and, like, picks up Serena again or, like, helps her get up and is like, okay. And so, like, I'm assuming Akili is passed out at this point.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a light in and out of consciousness. Like, you can rise, like, Akili if you need to, but otherwise, like, passed out.
Okay. I think we should go. We should get out. I don't know if it counts, but I have a strong move that's like get out of harm's way. So I feel like this would be a good time to, like, scoop up Akili and just start, like, barreling out of the woods.
It works for me. I think, yeah, Jet has managed to, like, stop the bleeding and, like, you know, has done the sort of basic, you know, first aid stuff. It does occur to me that we might need to take Akili to a hospital if he's got a punctured lung.
Are we saying that the lung is genuinely punctured or just that it was in the lung area had you gone deep enough?
That's a fair question.
Or just go full force, like, stab.
It might make more sense to just be, like, full force stab. but, like, not quite, you know, grazed it. Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea. I did want to throw this out there because I'm not exactly sure what to do with it. But there is the one move that we haven't done for the sneaking path ritual, which is spot someone unexpected engaged in something equally unexpected. And I did a little bit think about the ropes keeper that we invented last week, Alphonse, doing something, but I haven't figured out what. And so I kind of wanted to throw that as a pitch to the group. And it doesn't have to be Alphonse. It could be somebody else.
I like that it's Alphonse because I feel like he had been, like, so helpful, you know, with the search. So maybe he's doing something not so helpful. Maybe what's something not so helpful in the woods?
Is this a good... So, this move, is this occurring while we're now, like, carrying Akili and trying to escape, or would this have happened previously?
I think this is while we're trying to escape, we catch sight of him. I'm on the fence about whether he notices or whether we just see it, but, like, we're too busy to deal with it.
I've got an idea. I don't know this character at all, but something that they definitely shouldn't be doing. It's too dark, we can backtrack. What if they're throwing in a grave? But we can't see what's in the grave.
Ooh.
They're just throwing dirt in there.
Like that. Is there, like, a grave, like a headstone, or is it just like a hole that's about body sized?
What do you think, Chris?
Maybe. Well, let me just walk you through my thought process. How do you know it's a grave? Well, it would be marked, right? And I was thinking maybe we were in the forest. We don't really have a stone. It has, like, maybe one of those X's that they put, like, across with the sticks. But, like, did Alphonse murder this person? If you murdered them, you wouldn't want to draw attention to it by putting a gravestone. And it's not really a bad thing if they're burying somebody that, like, maybe they are remorseful for them passing. So I'm a little torn here. That wasn't very helpful. But my first thought is that there's, like, one of those X's or crosses made with sticks.
Oh, that's spooky as fuck.
It is spooky. I do also like that, like, we've established that cairns, like, there are cairns in the forest. And we're kind of not using that. Because I actually do like that idea that it's like, it does draw attention even a little bit more, having like a wooden cross as opposed to just like a stack of standing stones.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think... Oh, sorry.
No, I just was agreeing with you. I think that's a great idea.
And I think maybe, you know, this is something that we kind of have to back burner. We have to like file it away because like at the moment we've got somebody with a potentially ? Punctured lung. So like who is being buried and why is a question for another day.
Day just bleeding profusely from the chin still from the brass knuckles, your whole shirt covered in blood.
I think I did have one other thing that I did want to quickly do. As we're kind of going past, like on our way out, we're kind of backtracking and retracing our steps. And I think we get to that that tree that we discovered that had all the names of the missing campers carved into it, which Mickey is now getting to react to because they didn't know that had happened.
Shit!
And I think, like, as we walk past, but I don't know if any of us noticed, but it's a thing that we kind of... A thing that is present on this tree are just the letters A, C, and H, but it looks like they're starting to heal over almost.
Oh, shit.
Oh my gosh. What's happening?
Did anybody else want to do another move for the ritual? Because if not, the way to end it is by saying, woo, we made it.
I'm good. Woo! We made it. We're out. Creepy trees.
So one of the things that we're supposed to do on the map is connect two points that we discovered. I think maybe, I don't know, does anybody have a thing?
If we passed the tree on the way out, that must mean we were maybe near it during the stabbing incident.
Hmm.
And we know that Achille came from, oh yeah, I can think, up here with the, fairy houses, so maybe... What is this gray thing?
Is it the old fire pit?
Maybe we were near the old fire pit. Kind of a mid-ish waypoint between the two.
Okay, so maybe connect. We can connect all three, I'd say. I'm saying that we can break the rules.
Yeah.
Also, I'd just like to add, should we also add where we maybe... I don't know if our memory would be very accurate because we were kind of like rushing when we saw it, but would we also mark where the suspected grave?
Yeah.
Or was that something to find for later?
I think we can probably at least mark it on the map so that we as players remember, even if we as camp counselors don't. Alright. There we go. I've just connected all three of those points with a purple line. Alright. So we've managed to rescue Achille. Well, sort of.
Get him out of the woods.
Yeah.
I'd say that now is a good point for somebody to kind of, during all of this, nobody has kind of phoned the other counselors and let them know that Achille has been found and also stabbed. Mm-hmm. So I imagine we're still running in the direction of wherever the medic cabin is, and Sabrina will kind of like phone in with her walkie and be like, we found the target, we have Achille, and they've been stabbed, they're bleeding all over the place, we're heading to the nurse now. Please, somebody get a bed ready. I don't know. Maybe call 911. Do we have a reception out here? How close is the nearest hospital? And they're just kind of rambling on and on. There's no over at the end. No response, obviously.
I like that. I think we kind of rush in and, you know, the nurse is there. I'm going to say I think Robin is also kind of like, because their bed got destroyed by something with claws, this was the call that we got while we were looking for Achille and all the other counselors went to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Robin is probably sleeping in the nurse's tent because it's a spot with a couple of extra beds.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably kind of freaked out. So they're probably not asleep and B, maybe a little bit like, you know, on edge as we come running in with Achille bleeding.
Robin.
It's fine. It's just a scratch. It's fine, Robin, don't worry. I tripped on a stick.
Is the nurse here? Is someone here to help? Can we fix up Achille?
I don't know. What does anybody think? I was just adding a nurse's cabin to the map.
Did we say who Lucinda was last time?
I think she was another counselor, but nothing stopping her from also having, like, you know, nursing experience or being the nurse.
Maybe she's like an EMT and on the side she does summer camps.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and I think she was the one who was keeping an eye on Robin, too.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Robin, can you go to my cabin and can you get this bottle? It's a small blue bottle. Bring it back here, please.
Robin's kind of like, but it's after lights out.
You have an exception to go this once.
here, and I'll pull like a headlamp from somewhere and give it to Robin and remind them of like the safety precautions of using a headlamp. Okay, so I know it's after lights out, but I think if you have this light, you can find Achilles' bunk and get them that small blue bottle.
Okay. Should I be going alone?
No, I'll go with you.
They're kind of freaked out, yeah.
Yeah, I'll put on
a headlamp, a little bit like on edge, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else, Achilles? New shirt?
No, I'll tell you later. It's okay. Yeah, new shirt.
Okay.
That'd be good.
So Robin and Sean exit to go get a shirt and a little blue bottle.
Achilles pulls in Jet and Sabrina. Like, I'm imagining, like, down to the bed as, like, coughing up blood.
Okay. We'll have to tell Sean this later. Some evil shit is in the woods. There was a fire. There was this carving in the tree, and it was a crown, but crown crossed out, and then the initials are TC, I think. T is something like that. And then there was, the woods were wrong, but I found this compass, and everything was dying. Something's very wrong. The woods are sick. I think we're all in very big danger. Something's not right out there.
I think Lucinda's kind of like, you know, it's all right. It's all right. You're back now. They're like checking you for an infection and like maybe they're fevered. Maybe they're having delusions. Like kind of like trying to get you to settle down. It's like, I need you to stop moving. I need you to stop trying to talk. Like you are, I don't think your lung has been punctured, but it looks like you've gotten a real deep cut. What happened anyway?
I love this deep cut. It was a stick. I was running. It's fine. And I just
like a little blood comes out.
We need to take shifts. I don't think we should all sleep at once. Something's out there. It's coming. It's coming, and it's near, and it's close, and it's coming.
I think she's kind of like, okay, and just kind of like keeps trying to patch you up. Like I don't think she doesn't.
It's a Tuesday night. Just like a Tuesday night, Lucinda. Like, okay, yeah, something's coming.
I don't think she doesn't believe you because she did see, like, the thing that had happened previously was that, like, Robin basically, like, got up to use the bathroom and then when they got back, their bunk was just destroyed and there were, like, deep claw marks in the bed. So they're not completely like, okay, like, you know, I don't believe you, but they're also kind of like, let's, you know, deal with this shit in the morning. Let's make sure you don't, you know, die tonight of either an infection or whatever this situation is. I think she also doesn't believe you that it's a stick because she's like, it's definitely way too clean, but she's for now not saying anything about it. And I think Jet is also not saying anything about it because Jet feels awful.
Help Jet.
Sabrina, also not saying anything about it. Just because neither of you have mentioned it. She's like, should I? It's not important. It's probably not important.
Is Jet getting hair? Oh, go ahead, Gilly.
I was just going to say, Jet, you should take care of this.
And just like kind of outstretches an arm towards like what I'm imagining are lacerations on your face from the brass buckles.
I think with that.
Bruising too.
Yeah, I think with that, like, Jet almost, like, snaps out of a trance and just kind of, like, wanders over to the, like, where there are some medical supplies off on the side and, like, a mirror and starts, like, treating his own wounds. Were you about to say something there, Em?
I was just gonna say Sean and Robin are probably back.
It was a blue flowers, red thorn situation, for those of us who are aficionados of Shrek. There was no small blue bottle.
Perfect. Should I have, like, gotten that and, like, left Robin somewhere else?
I mean, no, it's okay. You probably would have gotten, I imagine Sean probably would have figured that out, like, upon looking through Achilles' neatly organized, like, belongings. Like, the bottles of, like, personal care all lined up beautifully, like, in a straight box that fits them all exactly, of beautiful, like, French origins, all pink and purples and, like, white bottles.
No blue ones?
You probably would have realized when you got there. No blue
got
ones.
Got it.
This was not a...
Okay, well, then I probably, like, yeah, took Robin over to my bunk and was like, I think this will work. And, like, out of my messy bag of stuff, pulled, like, a big blue water bottle. I'm like, here we go. Let's just take that. That works.
I think Robin is kind of looking at you funny, but is, like, just, like, at this point too tired to really do anything about it.
Yeah.
Poor kid hasn't gotten a wink of sleep. Haven't gotten a week of sleep either. Have we even been here?
I think this is day two.
Yeah, it's day two.
My goodness.
Or probably edging into day three, given that it's, you know, probably past midnight.
Yeah. Which one of the camp counselors had a small flask?
That was Alphonse. It
was Alphonse. Not someone we should be going to right now.
Yeah, I think we've all got some weird, well, I've at least got some weird feelings about Alphonse.
Yeah. Maybe you wanted to go to him for drinks before, but now you're
kidding. Ooh.
What's it?
Ooh.
Maybe I don't want it.
Right. All right. I don't know. My suggestion is that we kind of cut to, like, maybe the next morning, or maybe even give a day or two for Achille to recover. Of, like, I don't know, if we do a day or two, maybe we kind of go around and just talk about some of the stuff that we do during those days, aside from obviously recuperating from a weird night.
I like that idea. Maybe give it 2 days and we can describe what we do in that time.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
Achille will catch Sean up on what, like, they told everyone else, but in a less frantic manner, kind of even more detailed. So Sean probably does know exactly step by step what Achille went through, because I could also see Sean sitting there and listening the whole time and not feeling any of the remorse or heavy other confusion that maybe Sabrina would be feeling, or intensity. So probably shared in more detail. Would probably ask after Jet to see, you know, if Zero okay, and, like, you know, feel guilty about punching Zer in the face, and just sleep besides that.
Sounds reasonable.
I will say that in this time, I don't know if it would probably be, I'm trying to think, maybe on the evening of the first day, so, like, kind of keeping their distance from Achille for that first day while he's recovering. Sabrina will build up the strength and kind of go to their cabin and kind of want to sit down and ask, like, what happened? Like, why they, like, where did they go? I stood up and then you weren't even there. What happened out there?
I stepped forward and you were not there. Maybe I blacked out. I don't know. Maybe I wandered away. I'm not quite sure what happened.
Kind of lost her head and looks out, like, a sigh. I feel horrible. I feel like this is my fault. Like, it's not about me. I'm so sorry that you were lost and that you went through all of that. But if I hadn't lied and said that I could get us through the forest, then maybe none of this would have happened. And you wouldn't be stabbed and all of this horrible stuff.
Oh, Sabrina. This,
like, kind of will hold out a hand from, like, the bed very dramatically and, like for you to put your hand in if you like.
This is not your fault. There are things much meaner and much, much more evil than we anticipated in the woods. It would hurt me to think you thought this was your fault. This was beyond either of us. You are a great companion in the woods.
She nods again, kind of like, Sabrina thinks that Achille is very genuine, thinks very highly of their opinion. And so she wants to believe them, but she's still kind of, like, down on herself. So she nods and she's like, thanks for understanding. But mark my words, from here on out, I'm going to do everything that I can to help protect you. I won't let anything else happen to you again. She kind of just, like, to herself It just walks out. So I imagine it's bedtime.
Yeah. Au revoir.
Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to quickly add that I think Jet has mostly been sneaking into the nurse's cabin when Akili is asleep and just kind of like watching over him, but not like still feeling super guilty about, you know, the whole stabbing thing. and so is like, you know, kind of watching over, but not really like trying to avoid the interaction, but just kind of like trying to make sure, you know, Akili's still there, still okay. And then like, if there's even like the faintest indication that Akili might wake up, then Jet's out.
That's so cute. Sean, I think, would be more concerned with their friends and like how everybody's kind of emotionally dealing with this. And is like gonna invite Sabrina to canoe with them, like, you know, one early morning, maybe if it's before Sabrina talks to Keely or after, if you even accept my invitation, but try and get you to go out and be on the water. And I don't know, Sean's not one for a lot of words necessarily out on the water, but feels like it soothes the soul.
She accepts.
Okay. So we go out in the water, we canoe. Probably also take Jet one time if Z wants to come.
Z will go.
Okay.
But probably will be uncharacteristically silent. Like, you know, the canoe is like for quiet time, but I think like they're just like extra quiet.
Yeah.
And probably looking down into the bottom of the lake where they saw the, you know, maybe body last time.
Yeah, Sean is pointedly not looking down and is looking mainly at like the mist and the sky, keeping their eyes up.
I will say that Sabrina is being characteristically quiet and also kind of awkward. Give, like, she's already spent one night holding hands with Sean and Jet. And that was weird in and of itself. And now they're all out here kind of on the canoe. She's like, so this is just going to keep happening, the three of us, huh? what day is this? Is this like the first day before the heart-to-heart between Akili and Sabrina, or is this second day?
I don't know. I don't know if maybe your choice, whether you want it to happen after you've talked to Akili or before.
I guess it doesn't really matter, but I feel like things should happen on the second day too. So maybe this is the second day.
That works for me.
Yeah. So she kind of, the water's nice.
Yeah. It's really really great. Maybe Sean brought some like yummy snacks, like jerky and dried fruit. Hands them out when we get out, like kind of far. Instead of like to break the silence, Sean might, like, you know, point out an animal or a bug or something to do with the lake, or a safety precaution. Like, you see this little wave here. This is when you turn this way, or something like that. To, you know, while Sean's usually the quiet one, it's not used. They're not used to Brina and Jet just not talking.
And snacking, nodding along, like, yes, like taking in all the information. Wondering how she can mis-explain it to somebody else later.
I think I was going to also just throw out, I think the rumor mill at camp, the Sabrina murdered Akili rumor has absolutely been put to bed by now. Although not 100%, because Akili did get stabbed. So I think there are still a few people who think Sabrina did that. But, like, people are mostly like, you know, that shut up, that didn't happen when that rumor comes up. I think the big, like, gossip in camp is whatever happened to Robin's bed. Some people have probably accused Robin of doing it to their own bed, and I think some people have just kind of, like, you know, sat around and listened to Robin recounting the story and, like, being freaked out by it, but not as freaked out as I thought they would be, because nothing, like, actually happened to Robin. It was just, you know, they got up to pee in the middle of the night, and then when they returned, there was no bed anymore. And I was going to say, I was trying to come up with, like, something that, like, somebody at some point spots something in like some group of three objects, but I haven't quite figured out what those are yet.
Oh,
so I'm happy to throw that to the group. Yeah.
Sorry, you said three objects and you reminded me that we have a lantern now.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess Achille has a compass.
Achille is going to write down a poem. So the next time that they see Jet, they are going to give it to Zerk.
I think, let's pick that up. To reveal your true feelings.
I'm going to reveal my true feelings.
Oh. I think let's pick that up next time.
Yeah.
I think that's a cool note to end on.
I picture like Achille just like writing this like beautiful note, and it's like the camera zooms out and fades to black.
And it's in French, like it's romantic.
I decide whether Jet knows French.
Are you going to write a poem in French and recite it for everyone next session?
I did find a poem in French, but I might do it in English for ease of listening.
Or a little of both.
I'm not in French. But it is a
little Fringlish.
English. I think it's like a fairly known poem, so it'll be cute, maybe. Right. Maybe not. Could be awkward. Gonna love it either way.
Gonna love it.
Thank you for listening to the Role Less Taken Campfire. This has been Chris as Sabrina, M as Sean, Mickey as Achille, and Graham as Jet. We've been playing Sleepaway by J Dragon of Possum Creek Games, with some elements from the Uncanny expansion, also by J Dragon. You can find more info on the game in the show notes. You can also find us on Twitter at Role Less Taken, Instagram at The Role Less Taken, and Facebook at The Role Less Taken. That's roll with an E, folks. Please rate and review us on Podchaser and iTunes, and don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Tune in for our next episode. Thanks again for listening, and watch out for the lindworm.